Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-877-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
At the beginning of this encore show, Darren quotes Philippians 2:10, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue will proclaim that Jesus is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. God will rule and reign over all the earth, as King David said in 1 Chronicles 29:10-11. Your dominion, O Lord, is over all the earth. We exalt you as head over all. A letter is read regarding hives, and I quote Matthew 15:13, that every plant which the Father did not plant will be rooted up. And Darren and I agree that this annoying symptom and rash will disappear in Jesus' name. Darren reminds us that your body is temple of Holy Spirit, and God will guard and protect you. Take communion often. Now let's join the program.
Well, Barbara, praise the Lord. I tell you, no matter what goes on in Washington, D.C., what goes on in Florida, what goes on in Texas, what goes on any place, Jesus is still Lord. And one day, the Bible says every knee will bow. And I believe that we just need to hold on to that, really, because, you know, the devil is out there trying to mess things up, but Jesus still is in control when we give him control and when we really trust him. Mm-hmm. Power and might is in his hand, the hand of the Lord. It says that in 2 Chronicles 20, verse 6. Power and might are in my hand, the Lord says. I think that's so exciting, and I'm just ready to stick with that all the way, no matter what happens. I am ready to go for it. Do you have a letter over there you'd like to read?
Yes, I do. I do want to say that even King David said, "Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and majesty. And his dominion is over all the earth," as David was declaring. And it's important to know that God is our Father who created the whole world. He is master of everything. We praise his name. We praise his glorious name. And one day, Darren, Jesus is going to stand on the earth. I believe he's going to set his feet on the Mount of Olives, and it's going to split in two, and he's going to reign over all the earth as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, no matter what Satan tries to do. That is the truth. Not only a fact, that is the truth. Praise God. So we have a letter from a listener in Greeley, and she would like to have prayer for hives. And she did have hives several years ago, and the doctors just kept her dancing around in circles, and she went to a chiropractor, and after one treatment, they disappeared. But she has them again, and she would like to have prayer for healing. And she knows they're either diet or stress nerves, and that does happen. What we eat and how we worry and our anxieties have a great effect on our bodies.
So I guess we could say you can change your diet and you can change your stress level.
Yes.
But then both of those are a decision.
That's right.
And so we can pray for that. Mm-hmm. All right. Do you want to pray?
Yes. I praise you, Father, that you have said in your word in Matthew 15 that which you did not plant, Lord, shall be plucked up. And so, Father God, right now we ask you to take these hives. This is a foreign thing in a body, in a human body, and hives, and Father God, anything else. We've had listeners that have had bouts with acne. We've had listeners that have bouts with sores. And Father God, I thank you right now that as this prayer goes forth over the airwaves, that Holy Spirit, you are bringing healing and comfort and great relief to some of these annoying and pesty things. And I praise you, Lord, that which Satan tries to bring to our bodies to cause this kind of anxiety and stress will be taken out and pulled out by Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father. The blood of Jesus covers our listeners who are plagued with these different little ailments. And I thank you, Father, that nothing is too difficult for you. Nothing, Father, as Jeremiah said in his word, nothing is too difficult for you. And we praise you and we thank you for the victory today. In Jesus' name, amen.
You know, Barbara, that brings me back to one of my soap boxes. And I'm going to tell our listeners this. More and more, we're going to have to hear the voice of God. For example, in this situation here where this lady is saying, you know, it may be diet, it may be stress, it may be something else. I really believe that we can pray and ask the Lord, and He can specifically direct us as to how to pray, so we're not praying amiss.
Yes.
And in these troubled days, and I just wish it was about over, that we could say, well, boy, if we could just get through this election, why, then everything's going to be peaceful. Well, if you believe that, you're probably misled. And I will say this to you. I don't believe things are going to get better. I think it's going to get progressively worse as we get toward the end times, because the devil knows that he's on a schedule, and
that's
the
right.
Schedule is his demise, and he knows that, so he's going to fight like crazy to take as many people with him as he can, and he's doing his best to bankrupt the world, to bankrupt everybody spiritually in every nation on the whole planet. So we need to be wise. We need to be really wise and walk as close as we can to the Lord so we can hear his voice and obey and go do it.
That's right.
I believe that with all my heart.
And I've had a personal circumstance with something similar probably to hives, and it was a reaction to something I ate. And it does, when I have reactions to things that I eat that are not good for me, and yeah, there are times, as you're listening today, there are times that you take into your mouth things that may not be good for you. And you may have reactions to that. And what I do, Darren, and what I've done to get rid of this, and boy, there were days that I just itched. I mean, I itched so bad I wanted to pull the skin off of my body. And I know some of you have gone through that similar thing, and if you've had sunburns in the summer, you know what that feels like. And what I've done is I take communion, and I did that every morning. I took communion as my body was going through this, whatever it was. And I took communion, and if you've been with us long enough, we bless that bread and that juice to be the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. And you can read that in the last part of John 6, where he says, eat of my body, drink of my blood. And I did that. And also to think about some natural things to do, I've taken echinacea. And I believe that with goldenrod, and that is a really good herb to take to combat some of that reaction that's in the body. So my body is fine now, and I know that as we say, there's going to be a season for this. This is not going to go on and on. I'm going to cut this off in the name of Jesus. This is not going to continue in my body. And as you say that by an act of your will, with the faith that you've established in your life through reading the Word of God, it will go. It will have to go. And I've known that when this reaction first occurred on my body, Darren, I knew that it was going to be gone. And it is. And praise the Lord, that's going to happen to your body as well.
Well, I believe, Barbara, we need to also just stand on the fact that our bodies are temple of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And these things of defilement and attack just have no right to stay there. And we can just stand on Scripture and go after that and keep speaking the Word, knowing that the Word of God will bring those things that attack us into submission. Now, we need to spend time with the Word. And as we do, God will bear witness with our spirit that the Word of God is true, and the Word of God is powerful, and the Word of God is almighty. And I think of this letter I have here right here in front of me kind of alludes to that. But this lady says, I've been a listener for a long time. I listen on my Walkman while I'm at work, but sometimes reception is very poor, so I'm not able to listen as much as I would like to. She says, I was very much moved by your interview with Raul, and he is certainly a courageous man to take such a strong stand against what he believes to be wrong in the country. He mentioned how some of his parishioners voted for Al Gore because they were union members. I, too, have met people like this. I work with a woman who claims to be a born-again Christian but voted for Al Gore because she is pro-union. I don't know how people could do that. Well, I had a conversation here in the building, in the station, here today about that very thing. And there's always something you can find about a candidate to say, well, we're voting for the least wrong of the two evils. Well, and this one letter, she goes on to say she couldn't vote for George Bush because he supports the death penalty. I do too. Some say it's not a deterrent to crime. I believe it is.
Yes, I do.
And in fact, it was all through the Old Testament. I believe that, you know, we need to say to some of these people, listen, that will not fly. Now, I happen to be also one that believes that, well, you can't just go and kill somebody and plead insanity.
Or a lot of prisoners I've heard, Darren, they enjoy the 3 squares a day. They enjoy the fact that there are no bills in prison. They aren't getting sent all these kind of bills that you do on the outside. And I've actually heard prisoners say from commentaries that they enjoyed going to prison. They just didn't have the worries that they have on the outside. Okay, some guys desire to do that. So why, after you've murdered or you've done something heinous, you go to jail and sit there and watch television and enjoy
the
three squares a day?
Yeah, I don't agree with that.
I don't either, no.
So I'm kind of a hardliner on those kinds of things, but I appreciate this letter so much because the lady was giving us all kinds of support and saying, hang in there, we're with you, we're behind you. And, those letters mean a lot to us, folks, because we take a lot of shots that are kind of hard to take sometimes. In fact, when something comes up negative in your ear or in your face, it's never pleasant. You don't like it. I don't like it. Nobody likes it. So your letters of encouragement just mean a ton to us. So please don't stop sending them. We need them. And then we're working right now on the current newsletter, and this one covers angel stories.
Oh, it's exciting. Oh, and I couldn't possibly even begin to put one third of the stories, but we're going to have them in January also in our January newsletter. And hopefully, maybe in February, March, do a booklet. I want to include a booklet in our Angels Among Us series. So that's my goal. And as you pray for me to be able to do that and edit it all, we hope to put a booklet in our Angel series, so that you can read some of these, they're supernatural incidences. And I'm so thankful. And it's not too late for you to send in angel reports. It really isn't. Because as we get this booklet together, you may not get it in the newsletters, but we will put your account into the little booklet. I really believe it's important to have that information.
Well, angels are still at work, and we see that all over the place. And I've seen a lot of angels, but I'm glad to hear other people's angel stories. I think it's just magnificent what God's doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe this, Barbara, that God wants us, when we act in faith, I believe he wants to open up the spirit world and to work with us. And more, I want to be comfortable with the spirit world. I want to be comfortable so I don't freak out when I'm aware that an angel is speaking to me, or after an angel has been in our presence, and then all of a sudden we figure out that, wow, that had to be an angel, that we just don't freak out and say, oh, I'm so scared, I'm just, well, what am I going to do here, and all this stuff.
Or have the reassurance, as we have 5 children spread all over the United States, Darren, that if they would call tonight at midnight and say, oh, something horrible has happened, our baby is in the hospital dying, we can call that angel to go to the bedside of that child and know that we don't have to fly off the handle and run around in circles, but we can call on God, and he will bring his angels to escort those children or whatever happens.
That's right.
That's such reassurance.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's talk to Kelvin in Denver. How are you doing?
Well, doing awesome. How about yourself? Ignite inside in Jesus, amen?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Great to hear your voice live, actually live this time, actually to be able to chat with you, and I haven't gone to your Tuesday meeting in a while and stuff, but just listen to the word of God, the Lord expresses through both of you, just ignites me and incites me, amen?
Good.
Yes,
what's going on today?
Yeah.
What do you need?
Well, actually not a matter of what I need, it's a matter of, I was hoping to, hopefully it won't take too long if you may, if the Spirit of the Living God gives you credence to go ahead and do so. I would just want to give a testimony that's going to, I think it's going to bless a lot of people and stuff, and they'll know how awesome Lord is and how he can work on our behalf. Amen?
How many minutes will you need? Make it short. Go for it.
Okay, I'll try to make it real short. Well, what happened to me, I was falsely accused at a restaurant. I won't give the name of the restaurant and stuff.
Okay, good.
And what happened was I was... They asked the police to come in. I was getting ready to leave anyhow, and I the person had already taken my forks and everything else. And the police officer came in and stuff and said, "Your eyes look red." I said, whoa, my eyes never look red. And I greeted him. I even got up and greeted him and said, "Hi, how you doing?" Everything.
Now, what were you accused of doing?
I was accused of getting ready to rob the place when I didn't have no forks or no knife or anything because the bus guy had already taken all my stuff. And this happened within like the last 3 or 4 years. And okay. So what ended up happening was all of a sudden what happened is they went ahead and started to, grab me or whatever or frisk me. And I was like, my first response is, "What's going on?" Because I wasn't read my rights or anything. And so I pushed down the hand. And I was going, "What's going on here?" And they said, "Hold still," or whatever, not necessarily those words, and did again. And I said, "What's going on?" That's my natural response. And there, at third time, they went ahead and said, "Take them down." So the two started taking me down, and I knew that I couldn't react toward them. So what I did is I got into defensive mode and stuff. And what happened was they ended up swinging me down, and I didn't want to resist anything. I just wanted to protect myself and make it not appear that I was going to do anything with them and stuff. So what ended up happening, I got on all fours and stuff, and I knew I didn't want to do anything that was going to be offensive. So what ended up happening is I saw the pepper spray get ready to come in my face. I said, "Oh, I just better take it and stuff." So I went in and took it. And you know what? The Lord protected me. Even with that, what happened was that literally and when they showed the film on this, the police officers literally just like scattered. And it didn't affect me as much. Lord had me close my eyes just a nick of time. And then what happened is whatever was in the flesh at first, the Lord totally took over and took control and started speaking in tongues and everything. And what ended up happening was the Lord had me say, "He won't revenge, but vengeance is mine, so Lord, I will repay back thee." And so what literally happened is they asked the emergency people to come in. I went ahead, and the Lord by that time had me even joking with the police officers and with the ambulance, and they said, "You want to get your eyes, whatever, taken care of?" And not necessarily those were. And I said, "Oh, get the red out." So what ended up happening was, they found was in my pocket was my Bible, some money, and that's about it. The lady had opportunity to go ahead and have me be released from the place, and she said, "No, book them." And
okay,
and
so you weren't arrested or anything?
Yeah, I was. I spent a night in jail from 10 to 10. But you know what? What I had to mention is I felt like Paul and Silas. I literally, in that jail, I literally felt the same presence. I didn't care where I was. I didn't care if I was in Zimbabwe or whatever, mm-hmm. and they wouldn't let me have my Bible. But what I wanted to say is what ended up happening during that time, I knew I couldn't act in revenge. You know what the Lord had did? What the next verse I read in the Bible was, you shall have tribulation. And literally that Saturday, that following Saturday, what happened was that the Lord literally started playing. I didn't listen to KWBI that much at that time. And he started, and it was just playing, pulling the full armor of God. You can do all things through Christ. And just, just all kinds of songs like that. And I knew I couldn't react out of anger or whatever. So I waited for a month to see what the Lord was going to say. And I got the scripture that was given to me was Psalms 70.
Okay. Now, let me ask you, did they drop the charges?
Well, you know what? This is what happened. This is what is so glorious, because I asked the Lord to allow me to be a vessel of revenge against the enemy a long time ago. And you know what happened? It happened after church when all this happened. And guess what days happened on? It was a two-day trial. It was October 30th and October 31st. And guess what? Not guilty on both counts.
Well, good.
And
good.
The Lord, you know what? The Lord literally showed me how that was the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and let it.
Amen.
Now, Calvin, that scripture that you gave, "In this world you will have tribulation," what's the rest of that verse?
I forgot exactly the rest of it, but it was in James. And I didn't, I didn't always read the word every day and consistently like I want to. And
are you sure it's in James?
Pardon me?
Are you sure it's in James?
It might have been James. I forget exactly where it was and stuff. But it might have been James, John, or somewhere like that. I forget exactly.
Wouldn't it be good to know the word and know all the verse? I'm just asking you, brother. Wouldn't it be good to know that in this world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Wouldn't that be good to know that? And I believe it's in Matthew 11.
John 16. You shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. You shall overcome the world.
No,
but
that's not John 16, brother.
Is it John 16 or 15? St. John.
Well, yeah, St. John. I'm talking about St. John. You know what it would be really good for you? Have you received a devotional from us, Calvin?
No, I haven't.
When you were at the meetings, you didn't pick up a devotional?
I don't recall getting one of your regular devotionals.
Would you leave your name and address, and I'll send you a devotional? Brother, I want you to get in the Word on an everyday basis. I really do. I want you to be a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and not just a storyteller, but a minister. And I want you to be able, you know, I don't know how old you are, but I want you, by the time you reach 55, that you can quote whole scriptures. Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Well, amen, my sister. Hey, actually, y'all see me a couple times there and stuff.
Yeah.
Kevin, let me interrupt you here.
Yeah,
Barbara's right on the track. A lot of times you talk around it, but you don't target it exactly. And if you'll speak exact scriptures, you'll have more victory in your life.
I really believe that.
Will you hold on? I want to get your address here, and we'll send you.
God bless you.
A devotional. Okay, let's go to Ken. Hello, Ken.
Hey, how you doing today?
Thanks for calling back today, brother. Yesterday was a mess.
That's all right. I just needed some information from you. The other day when I called, I was doing a sheetrock job, and I wrote down those scriptures on a piece of cardboard. And you know what happens on a sheetrock job with cardboard?
Yeah, it gets lost.
Yeah, so if you could help me out with those again.
Okay.
And then give you a praise report real quick.
Good. Have you got a pencil?
Yes, I do.
All right. The scriptures on wisdom, I would go to Proverbs and start focusing on Proverbs chapter 5, 6, 7, and 8. In Proverbs 8, beginning about verse 10, in a King James version, talks about witty inventions.
Oh, yes.
You were talking to me about inventions, right?
Oh, yes. I'm working on 3 or 4 of them right now.
Okay. Now, the other thing I would suggest is 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16, talks about you have the mind of Christ.
Okay.
And 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30, says that Jesus is made unto you wisdom. And James 1:5 says, if you lack wisdom, ask. He'll give it to you without chewing you out.
That's great.
That's a street translation of that.
That's good.
What praise report do you have?
2 weeks ago, I was doing a cabinet job for some people I've been working for four years. And all of a sudden, the wife came to me and said, we're just not satisfied with what you've done. We're going to pay you for 1 day's work, and they owed me for 3. And we're going to hire somebody else to finish the work. And my spirit just went, boom, right to the ground. And I claimed the blood of Jesus on it. And that's when I called you. I was considering changing careers and everything because a lot of other things that have gone on that the owner's not happy with. And he's one of these guys that sits at a desk and plays with his computer and never comes to look at the job site. So he's not even up to date on what's happening. And then this happened, and just not more than 20 minutes ago, the wife was here with tears in her eyes apologizing, and little did I know that there's a extenuating circumstance happening in their business that prompted her to be, I was the one that was there, I was the one that got the attack. And she apologized, like I said, with tears in her eyes, and asked me to please finish the work, that they hadn't hired anybody else. And at first, you know, the flesh was on me and I was going to just hold out and everything. And before she left, I agreed to finish the work and they're going to pay me the money they owe me. And, oh, praise God.
Well, you know, I think sometimes people want to back out and they want to find a reason why, you know, it's not really a truthful reason why they want to terminate the agreement. But I suggest you always get things in writing.
Right. Well, like I said, I've been working for these people for 4 years, doing all of their maintenance work, and they own real estate and housing properties and apartment complexes, and I do everything for them. And then to have this happen just out of the blue, it just really hit me like a ton of bricks.
But it sounds like the Lord turned it around.
Oh, amen.
That's good. Let me give you some wisdom here about the inventions.
Okay.
I've known lots of people with inventions. I've only known probably in all the hundreds of people I've known that said, I have an idea, I have an invention. I've only known a couple of people that actually took that clear through to completion. So what I say to you, and I'm not saying this to hurt you, but keep your day job.
Oh, definitely. You know? Oh, I have learned that already.
Yeah, I know, but I'll tell you something, Ken. A lot of people I know haven't done that. They took off and said, man, this is such the greatest idea since sliced bread, and it's going to feed my family. And they ended up starving because they didn't have it all together.
I made sure when I was asking the Lord for the wisdom to go ahead and add in there and the finances and the material to make the invention work. Not just the knowledge and the wisdom, but the rest of it to go with it. And so I've been working really hard and during the summertime working 2 and 3 separate jobs to keep the money flowing in, and
good.
We have prospered
good.
So much.
That's good. I admire that.
But it's, he's been giving me these ideas for years, and some of them he's passed on to other people.
Well, I've got an idea for you. You want to plant some seed in good soil?
Yes.
Sit down and write a check. The dump kids need some help.
I just got a brand new checkbook and everything. Finally got tired of writing counter checks.
Good.
And got a real checkbook, so this weekend I'm going to send off a tithe to you and Joyce Myers.
Well, you know where we are, brother.
Yes, I do, and thank you so much for your prayers and support.
Well, we'll continue doing that. We've got people just rising up and supporting the ministry, and that's what it needs to keep us going and keep us healthy on the air here.
You bet.
And so that's great. That's wonderful. Well, we just bless you and your business there.
Thank you so much. You
okay.
guys have a good day.
Yeah, stay in touch, brother.
Bet you. Bye-bye.
Same. Well, I tell you, God just wants us to settle down, Barbara, and become mature in the Lord and be faithful. Mm-hmm. Be faithful. And I commend you for your faithfulness in the ministry, your writing, the things that you do behind the scenes. We joke around, call you the head bean counter. But I praise the Lord that the bills are paid and you pay them on time and you don't withhold. When there's something due, you sit down and write the check. And that's scriptural. That's right out of the book of Proverbs. And, so that's a delight to know that that's always taken care of.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom Ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at BarbaraCarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy.